This is KCUR 89.3. Winston Churchill cemented his place in history with his leadership during World War II, but long before he became Prime Minister, Churchill was striving for greatness through his military exploits in what is now South Africa. Kansas City-based author Candace Millard wrote Hero of the Empire about Churchill's tenure as a soldier in the Boer War. She spoke with St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum about why Churchill was such a fascinating subject.
They say there have been more books written about him than anyone but Napoleon and Jesus, which I believe. But what interested me about Churchill is how he came to be, how he came to be one of the most famous people on the planet, one of the most powerful and effective leaders. Where did he come from? And the answer is all of that happened, developed, the very beginnings of it took place in South Africa.
Obviously, Churchill has a lot of resonance in Missouri because he made a very famous speech here, and he kind of partnered with an everyman character, Harry Truman. But from reading the first part of your book, he's anything but an everyman. He's like an aristocrat. He had like servants in the field of war. Did you feel some cognitive dissonance between kind of how Churchill is perceived in a place like Missouri and what he was really like growing up?
It surprised me, and I think it would surprise a lot of Americans, for one thing, to see where he was born, which is Blenheim Palace. Some people may have been there, but it's this extraordinary, enormous, and opulent palace where he was born. He's a direct descendant of the first Duke of Marlborough, and obviously that affected him, you know, and he was born at the height of the British Empire and was an unabashed imperialist, but became a voice of the people.
Did you think when you were writing this book, Winston Churchill risked so much to be a part of history, and if he would have died in what is now South Africa, the world may have been so much different?
I do think that, and I think he could have died again and again and again. You know, so by the time he goes to South Africa, he's only 24 years old, but this is his fourth war on three different continents. He had killed men. He had nearly been killed himself many times. He had watched many of his friends, not just killed, but slaughtered. And it's just mind-blowing to imagine if Winston Churchill had died at any of these points as a very young man, always launching himself into not just a battle, but the most brutal battle he could find, and trying to get attention. You know, he rode a white pony on the battlefield in British India to everyone's astonishment and horror. And I don't know. I mean, I think that I can't imagine anybody who could have taken his place and played that particular role during World War II with the same effect.
It's hard to imagine someone like Winston Churchill, who, again, the popular image of him is just like this roly-poly man who smokes cigars,
right,
being such like an action hero.
And that was important to me because I think that most of us, when we think of Winston Churchill, we think of this old man sending young men into war. But the truth is that no one understood better, and few understood as well as he did, the real cost and tragedy of war, because he had seen it himself up close again and again and again as a very young man. And yes, so he escapes from prison. He makes it across almost 300 miles of enemy territory by himself, without a map, without a gun, without food, without a compass. He doesn't speak the language. It's just really this extraordinary escape, this extraordinary adventure, and it, you know, it makes him a national hero.
That was Candace Millard, author of Hero of the Empire. She spoke with St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum. You can listen to an extended interview at kcur.org/arts.